Shalom Avrochem. Shriya Maz Kuf Chav Hei is taking us to the highest level of recognition that Hashem has a special place for Klal Yisrael, the ones that are Boteach Hashem. He was Mashri Shechina in the base of Mikdash Anos, and that always remains, even after the Churban. Shriya Maz HaBoitchem Hashem Ka'atziyon Lo Yimot Lo Yilom Yeshev Yushalayim Horem Soviv Lov Hashem Soviv La'ama Me'atovi Adu Yilom. Members of Klai Yisrael, Bitochon Hashem, which is a basic necessity of life right now, in the situation that Hashem is definitely testing our Bitochon. We should have the peace of mind realizing that we're above the laws of nature. Shia Malos, Hashem is watching over us. The Mount of Tzion, where the base of Mikdash was, will always physically be there. Yushalayim Hovim Sorevlo. And Yerushalayim is protected by mountains around it, and that's on the physical level. But what David HaMelech is telling us, if Hashem set up Yerushalayim in a way that has the mountains around it, which is, forms a certain level of physical protection, Yerushalayim was the center of the spiritual connection of Klal Yisrael, that surely will remain forever. And we know that the Shechina was never poisek from Har HaBayis. It's prohibited to go into Har HaBayis, but it's not as there, because it's still a mokum of the Shechina. And that's what David HaMelech is telling us. If we have the Har HaBayis in Yerushalayim built, that's the one, most wonderful thing that we're yearning and praying for. But if we don't have it, we should know that Klal Yisrael is a nation of Hashem, and Hashem remains with a special connection to us. When we have the Beis HaMikdash, we go into the Beis HaMikdash. When we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, it's through our Boitchim BaHashem. We say, Hashem, we know we're with you and you're with us. And that's an eternal connection, me'atav ad oylam, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soviv la'amoy. He surrounds us from all directions, protects us from all directions. We have to just put ourselves under his protection, under his shmira. Number two, says David HaMelech, that us being the tzaddikim, ki lo yanuach shevet ha'resha al gur al tzaddikim. The Balbam is Masbir. The Shevet is talking about the staff of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's punishing the Rishoyim. We see this Midas Hadin Ba'olam. Many people are being punished. We have to realize that the more we are in the level of Tzadikim, Hashem will protect us from that Shevet which is hitting the Resha, the evil people. Sometimes there are Tzadikim that go through Tzaris. Say the Hashem has a cheshbonus. We're talking about the ishtalis, the thing that does protect. It brings us to a high level of shmir and hashgofer HaKadosh Baruch Hu is girl at tzaddikim. He will not put us together with the Rishon. There's a completely different hanoga between the tzaddikim and the Rishon. And that's throughout history. Lo yishlo at tzaddikim ba'avlos yideim. So it should be clear to the tzaddikim, to everybody else, that they are separate, they are different than the ones who are doing evil. And even if a person is a tzaddik, and for whatever reason is, he can't physically do all the mitzvahs, he's weak, he's not healthy. It says, Hativ Hashem la'tovim li'shorim b'liboisam. The Bible points out that even a person who can't do it, he's physically weak, but if his heart is straightforward, is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, li'shorim b'liboisam, Hashem will watch over him. Hativ Hashem la'tovim. Sometimes a person is not well, weak. He can't be kind of the mitzvahs the way he wants. He can't daven the way he wants. He can't learn the way he wants. As long as his desire is to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem watches over him. He gives a special Yad HaShemayim. Because he's the Toivim. He realizes the goodness in the world. The goodness in the world is our opportunity to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah mitzvahs. And on the other hand, Hamatim al kakaloisim yalichim Hashem espoilei ovim. The people that turn to the crooked way of life, Hashem will send them away, all these evildoers. They eventually, no matter where they get to, they eventually fall. But Shalom al Yisrael. There will always be peace on Yisrael. Yisrael is the nation that goes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is something for us to constantly remind ourselves that no matter what we're going through, a national level, a personal level, how Tzion is there, that connection of the Ashrasa Shechina remains. It's not the same intensity that it was in time of the Beis HaMikdash, but the Shechina is always in Klal Yisrael and within each one of us. We just have to be Yeshom Biliboisam. We have to have that straightforward, pure heart. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will watch over us. And Amir Hashem, we should be Zeicha soon, so that more, higher level, deeper level, intense level, intimate level of Keshwa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bibinya Beis HaMikdash, Bibinya Beis HaMikdash, Bibinya Beis HaMikdash.